Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Tending to your cardiovascular health requires much more than simply lowering your cholesterol. Maintaining heart health requires a combination of diet and lifestyle choices, along with a smart regimen of supplementation. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Heart Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to reduce your heart risk. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for details. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. Thank you for joining me. Once again, where I weigh in on a weekly basis about various health topics that are important, and to answer your questions or to discuss or talk about any topics that you may be interested in, you can email me to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. I get a really nice email. I get it actually quite often from our friends at thetruthaboutcancer.com. You should go to their website and take a look. It's thetruthaboutcancer.com, TTACs. And now this, what I want to talk to you about today, this is about the top 10 culinary herbs for preventing and healing from cancer. And this first appeared in the March 2016 edition of The Truth About Cancer's Heroes Against Cancer member newsletter. You can access that at thetruthaboutcancer.com. So, I don't know how many of you have an herb garden or a yard that you take advantage of, and it's great to be able to grow your own herbs. I hope to be doing that soon when I get a backyard, once we're able to establish our home on the east end of Long Island, where we will then have a yard and I could start to develop my green thumb. So I'm very interested in growing my own herbs. Eating fresh herbs provides our bodies with numerous benefits. It can boost detoxification, it can balance hormones, and golly, there's nothing like fresh herbs in your food that you use in your cooking. And of course, before medicine, herbal medicine was our medicine. And it was relatively not toxic, non-toxic, quite effective, pardon me. And in fact, herbs as medicine are so effective that in more modern times, numerous pharmaceutical drugs are still derived from plants, and they are. And you know, even we in our practice use botanicals in our formulations to help with detoxification, to help with conditions like SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, or candida. Candida overgrowth is another form of, you know, just more bad bacteria overgrowth to enhance detoxification. So this article, and Ellen Jacobs does a beautiful job of outlining these, so let me get into it here. When it comes to preventing and healing from cancer, eating fresh herbs is a must. Herbs have numerous anti-cancer benefits, from promoting cancer cell death. Apoptosis is what's that called. Cell death is called apoptosis, and you want cancer cells to die, right? So herbs have numerous anti-cancer benefits. They promote apoptosis. They prevent angiogenesis, which is the growth of blood vessels that supply tumors with nutrients, to preventing and combating inflammation, and more. One of the really cool things about garden herbs is that they can balance hormones, boost detoxification, And that's critical. Both of these are critical for fighting many different types of cancers. Herbs such as oregano, thyme, rosemary, sage, and of course turmeric promote liver detoxification. They can protect us from the harmful effects of environmental toxins as well as natural toxins such as estrogen in the forms of byproducts of our metabolism. An impaired detox will result in excess estrogen levels in the blood. What else will cause excess estrogen levels in the blood? Belly fat, drinking a lot of alcohol, heavy drinking. That will increase estrogen. That's why women who are heavy drinkers, they have virtually no osteoporosis. That estrogen is helping them, but that estrogen is a detriment in so many other ways. And of course, heavy drinking has its detriments and health risks. So herbs such as sage and rosemary block and deactivate estrogen and boost the production of progesterone. Progesterone is necessary to oppose estrogen and to shut off the replication of cancer cells, causing them to die. Studies have shown that women who are deficient in progesterone have a much higher risk of breast cancer. Unfortunately, as we age, progesterone declines faster than estrogen. So even as we're approaching menopause or in menopause, there is a period of that estrogen dominance, which may fuel a cancer in those who are predisposed. Also, we are increasingly exposed to chemical estrogens in our homes, our workplaces, as well as in health and cosmetic products, further leading to estrogen dominance. If you want a really great review and an aid to guide you in making better choices, informed choices about your cosmetics and personal grooming products, go to safecosmetics.org. That's safecosmetics.org. Or go to EWG.org. That's EWG.org. That stands for Environmental Working Group. These two websites are also linked. So herbs knock the socks off of so many cancers, not just the hormone-driven cancers, you see. So let's talk about these healing herbs and their actions in more detail, because you certainly won't hear about herbs as a tool to prevent or heal from cancer from your conventional family doctor. So, 10 healing herbs from your kitchen pharmacy. Number one is rosemary. The two key natural phytochemicals in rosemary are caffeic acid and rosmarinic acid. Both are potent antioxidant and anti-inflammatory agents, which help protect the body's cells from damage by free radicals. Rosemary also contains terpenes, which are organic compounds that contribute to the flavor, scent, and color of plants. I love the aroma of fresh rosemary, and I love cooking with rosemary. These naturally occurring substances encourage cancer cells in tumors to stop reproducing and eventually die. And in fact, rosemary has been found to detoxify substances that can initiate the breast cancer process, and it stimulates liver enzymes, which inactivate estrogen hormones. Research done at the State University of New Jersey demonstrated that rosemary extract was able to inactivate excess estrogen by stimulating the liver enzymes responsible for metabolizing estrogen. Rosemary can also prevent the formation of HCAs. These are heterocyclic amines. These are the carcinogenic compounds that form along with PAHs, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, when beef, pork, fish, or poultry is cooked. By pan frying or grilling directly over an open flame. We're coming into grill season. It is springtime. So if you crave fried or grilled steak or chicken, consider a rosemary-based rub or marinade. Extract of rosemary leaves also blocks oxidation of edible oils or fats. Because, you know, oxidized fats are also associated with an increased cancer risk. When taken during chemotherapy, rosemary can help overcome treatment resistance by blocking the anti-cancer drug efflux transporter P-glycoprotein. This is fascinating. So when you're cooking, add your rosemary to, and I love it on, roast potatoes, soups, stews, meat, and poultry. I even like portobello mushrooms, those big mushrooms. I like to marinate them in a little rosemary, some olive oil before putting them on the grill. So number two is parsley. Parsley has potent anti-inflammatory and anti-cancer abilities. Natural chemical components known as phytochemicals in parsley can slow the speed of cell division, leaving time for the cell to correct DNA mistakes and activate apoptosis. What's apoptosis? Cell death. You want that with cancer cells. Research shows that one particular compound known as apigenin, an oil also found in abundance in celery, artichokes, along with herbs such as parsley, may well be the key agent for killing breast and pancreatic cancer cells. It's been credited with preventing angiogenesis, which is the growth of blood vessels, as I said earlier, that supply tumors with nutrients. One can think of it as a natural, non-toxic form of Avastin, a pharmaceutical drug that comes with a long list of side effects, some of which are life-threatening. Apigenin also induces cell death, reduces expression of the MCF7 gene, which is associated with cancer growth, and blocks the activity of the so-called proto-oncogene HER2/NEU, the HER2 gene. Overexpression of HER2/NEU is associated with an unfavorable prognosis for the development and progression of certain aggressive types of breast cancer. So add parsley to your salads. You know, anytime I make a salad, I not only have all the different types of lettuce, the spring lettuce, the romaine, the arugula, I also put lots of parsley in there and dill. So, and I like both parsleys, not just the flat leaf, but I like the curly parsley too, the so-called Chinese parsley. Add it to salads, to soups, stews, sauces, vegetables, to tabbouleh, or chew on fresh parsley as a natural breath freshener. Parsley is great for that. Number three, dill. This is one of my favorites. Dill possesses antibacterial, antioxidant, and other medicinal properties. And it's mostly due to the monoterpenes, which are natural chemical components of fragrant oils obtained from leaves, flowers, and fruits. These compounds stimulate and activate the enzyme glutathione S transferase, a powerful antioxidant that neutralizes carcinogens such as free radicals. Dill also aids in the digestion, as the essential oils present in dill activate the secretion of bile and digestive juices and stimulate the passage of bowel movements. Dill is also an excellent remedy for insomnia. Thereby helping people get restorative cancer preventive sleep. Add dill to salmon. Add it to your cucumber salad. Oh, add some chopped red onion to your cucumber salad. A little bit of red wine vinegar or even apple cider vinegar. Add dill to roasted or steamed carrots, potatoes, zucchini, sauces, salads. Number four on the top culinary herbs for preventing and healing from cancer is basil. Basil has powerful anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties. It contains natural compounds known as flavonoids that help shield cell structures from radiation and oxidative damage and may also protect liver cells. Both fresh basil and basil oil have strong antibacterial capabilities. By adding the herb or oil to your salad, you can ensure that your raw vegetables are safe to eat. Add to salads, sauces, add it to sandwiches, add it to your pesto, basil pesto. Number five is sage. Sage is a member of the mint family. Okay. Sage contains a variety of volatile oils, flavonoids, including apigenin, diosmidin, and luteolin, and phenolic acids, including rosmarinic acid, which is also found in rosemary. All of these components combine to provide powerful antioxidant and anti-inflammatory activity. Sage can increase the flow of bile and supports liver detox. Sage contains high levels of natural compounds known as phytoestrogens. Phytoestrogens bind to the estrogen receptors of cells, but they do not stimulate the cells as strongly as estradiol, which is your natural endogenous estrogen. In fact, phytoestrogens are roughly 1,000 times weaker than estradiol. And by binding to the body's estrogen receptor sites, phytoestrogens effectively satisfy the receptors blocking estrogen and are thus believed to decrease cancer stimulation. Phytoestrogens also suppress tumor growth, even in tumors that are not hormone dependent. That's interesting. Research shows that phytoestrogens are inhibitors of breast, uterine, bowel, prostate, melanoma, and other types of cancers. Sage also repels insects and helps to eliminate body odor, perhaps supporting the use of non-toxic deodorants. Sage helps to relieve hot flashes and is a memory booster. Hey, everybody eventually needs help with that, right? I often advise my clients with menopausal symptoms to have sage tea 3 or 4 times a day and to use sage in cooking. Add sage to poultry. It loves poultry. It loves pork. Add it to eggs, lamb, white beans, roasted beets, soups, sauces, stews. Number six is clary sage. Clary sage is a close relative of the common garden sage. Its oil has been used to improve vision and soothe tired or strained eyes, and is often added to soaps, detergents, creams, lotions, and perfumes. It is the main component of eau de cologne, which is your weakest perfume, is the eau de cologne, right? Research has found that a fragrant chemical compound found in clary sage, known as scleriol, was comparable in its actions to the anti-breast cancer drug tamoxifen. Wow! without the toxic side effects of tamoxifen. This suggests the possibility that sclareol might inhibit estrogen and also may be able to interact with estrogen receptor sites without being toxic to normal cells. Clarisage has shown significant cytotoxic activity against leukemia, breast, and uterine cancer cells, inhibiting DNA damage and inducing apoptosis. Apoptosis is cell death, as you remember. It has also been found to enhance the activity of some anti-cancer drugs. That's great when there's a good synergy between these cooking herbs, these garden herbs, and your cancer treatment. Clarisage is most available in the form of essential oils. This oil should only be used topically with carrier oil or in a diffuser, and should not be used in combination with alcohol, as it may increase drowsiness. Okay, number 7, thyme. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. So here's thyme. Thyme contains phytochemicals known as terpenoids that are recognized for their cancer preventive properties and medicinal uses. Rosmarinic, thymol, and ursolic acids are the terpenoids in thyme that possess anti-cancer properties, which make thyme a powerful antiseptic, antibacterial, and antioxidant. Add thyme to roasted carrots, squash, eggs, bean dishes, chicken, soups, sauces, and stews. Number 8 is oregano. We love oregano, right? It's like a natural antibiotic. Oregano contains the phytochemical quercetin, which is known to slow cancer growth and promote cell death. Oregano also contains anti-inflammatory, immune-supportive, antibiotic, anti-mutagenic, antifungal, antiviral, antiparasitic compounds. It encourages apoptosis, making it a powerful anti-cancer herb overall. Oregano is particularly effective against leukemia, prostate, breast, and colon cancer. Add it to tomato sauce. Add it to chicken, to vinaigrettes. Add it to your salad dressings, absolutely. Seafood dishes and beans. Number 9 is mint. Mint contains phytochemicals with antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties, and it cuts off the blood supply to tumors, resulting in their death. Mint promotes digestion. A nice cup of mint tea is great for digestion after a meal. It inhibits harmful bacteria growth in the mouth. Studies have tied poor oral health to cancer and poor digestion to the malabsorption of key nutrients critical for the prevention of cancer. Mint helps relieve congestion and cough, helps relieve depression and fatigue, and may protect the liver too. Mint helps relieve congestion and cough, helps relieve, right. Research shows that mint protects against radiation, including radiation therapy commonly used in cancer treatment. Wow. The so-called radioprotective effects are likely due to free radical scavenging, antioxidant, metal chelating, anti-inflammatory, anti-mutagenic, and enhancement of the DNA repair processes. Researchers at the University of Salford in Manchester, England, have shown that peppermint has an impressive ability to block tumor growth. They found that an extract of peppermint was able to block oxygen. Block oxygen flow to the tumors by attacking the blood vessels. Interestingly, it only attacked the blood vessels associated with the tumor, leaving the healthy vessels alone. Add mint to olive oil. Drizzle it on grilled fish Put it on chicken, artichokes, asparagus. Chew on fresh mint to freshen your breath. Number 10, and one of my favorites, but not everybody's favorite, is cilantro. Cilantro, also known as Chinese parsley or coriander, helps remove heavy metals like mercury and lead from the body. The antimicrobial and heavy metal chelation factors of cilantro have led to its recent use in many detox juices and drinks. Cilantro is also a strong antioxidant, decreases oxidative stress. Other benefits include anti-anxiety properties, aid with sleep, can help lower blood sugar, and support cardiovascular health. Add cilantro to curry, to guacamole, no kidding, to soups, salads, stews, and fresh juices. I love cilantro. So benefit from all of these fresh herbs. Make sure they are organic. Grow them in your own garden. And this all comes to you from our friends at thetruthaboutcancer.com. Thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In, here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.